Well, I did leave you a comment about the 5550E bag phone thing and the casing or cradle or whatever you call it, the exoskeleton that you built around it. And I said, you're putting bad ideas into my head what to do with that R2 radio for sure. Because back in my GMRS days on the Troy repeater, there was a lot of prepping stuff talked about. And the person that's doing that work, his health is not doing good. He's dealing with cancer and stuff. But, I don't know yet. I still got to talk to Wally, see if he can dial it back, get some 440 in it. So I'll just keep the R2. But the biggest thing right now I have is I have one microphone left of the four, and only one of the four went into use. So, a couple of them have been dispersed, and like I said, Sean should be getting one to you. And the remote head kit, I got to look into it. I got to make sure all the parts are there, and because I might be missing a thumb screw, and if I'm missing a thumb screw to hold the thing together, I'll just take the thumb screw off of the extra Moto that I have, and I'll just order a bag of thumb screws if I need to, or I'll just talk to the guys at Motorola and MCA and get something from there. But, I'm just glad you're becoming a Moto guy like the rest of us. I've had my 5550Es now for 6 years, and great radios. And I got them, like I said, at the tail end of the model year. And then to 2020 is when the R series started. And your R7, I guess you're really happy with. And what few times I heard of it, sounds wicked awesome.